Hackers target Latin American airports, exposing millions to identity theft risk. Criminal hackers breached Manchester Airports Group on a weekend in late August 2026, extracting personal data on 8.7 million customers across three of the UK's busiest airports, in what stands as one of the largest single infrastructure data theft incidents recorded in Britain this year. The attackers targeted systems at Manchester, East Midlands and London Stansted airports, all owned and operated by MAG. Contact details, vehicle registrations and postcodes were extracted. The group confirmed the breach to the BBC on 27 August 2026, stating it became aware of the intrusion on a Tuesday and moved to contain access. A ransom was demanded. MAG refused to pay. The ransom amount was not disclosed. Michael Goddard, 71, from Cheshire, learned of the breach through a notification email from MAG. "My information has gone, and I don't know what they're going to do with it," Goddard told BBC Radio Manchester. "They have my address in the form of the postcode, they've got my name, so it doesn't take too much to find out who I am." His wife Julie, 68, also received notification, having used MAG's online parking booking service at Manchester Airport. Both are now waiting to see whether MAG will compensate affected customers. The Information Commissioner's Office confirmed it received a breach report from MAG and is assessing the information provided. The ICO has the authority to levy fines under UK GDPR up to £17.5 million or 4% of global annual turnover, whichever is higher. Whether it exercises that authority here will signal how seriously UK regulators intend to treat infrastructure operators as data custodians, not merely transport operators. For institutional capital with exposure to airports, transport infrastructure, or private equity-backed travel platforms, the MAG breach reframes a risk that has been priced too cheaply for too long. What was stolen, and why the data taxonomy matters, MAG's public communications drew a distinction between tiers of data. The majority of the 8.7 million records came from Wi-Fi sign-up logs, meaning most victims surrendered little more than an email address to connect to terminal internet. A narrower but more sensitive subset included vehicle registrations, postcodes, and booking information from customers who reserved car parking, lounge access, or fast-track security services. That distinction has legal and financial weight. A name plus a postcode plus a vehicle registration is sufficient to attempt social engineering, targeted phishing, and in some cases, insurance fraud. Cybercriminals routinely layer partial datasets to reconstruct fuller identity profiles. MAG confirmed the identity of the hackers is known and said relevant authorities have been informed, though no detail on attribution was provided. The firm also stated that no payment or banking data was held in the compromised system, and that passenger safety and aviation security were not affected at any point. The containment of financial data limits the most acute liability vector, but it does not eliminate the regulatory and reputational exposure. 1 week earlier, on 29 July 2026, cyber attackers extracted 607,000 records from the UK Department for Education. The MAG breach, confirmed just days later, puts the total number of UK residents whose data was compromised in state or quasi-public infrastructure incidents in August 2026 alone above 9 million. That concentration of incidents within a single month is not a coincidence. It reflects a systematic targeting pattern. The infrastructure ownership lens, who bears the cost MAG, is a privately held group. Its ownership structure includes a 35.5% stake held by IFM Investors, an Australian infrastructure fund, managing assets on behalf of pension funds globally. The Ontario Teachers Pension Plan and other institutional limited partners hold additional stakes, though the precise ownership split is not detailed in current public filings. Infrastructure funds have spent the past decade arguing that airports are defensive, yield-generative assets with regulated revenue floors and strong passenger recovery post-pandemic. That thesis is not wrong, but it omits a compounding liability. The airports collect and retain consumer data at industrial scale, across millions of touchpoints, from Wi-Fi logins to parking bookings to lounge memberships. 8.7 million customer records were accessed across Manchester, East Midlands, and London, Stansted airports in a single breach event. MAG refused to pay the ransom. The ransom sum was not disclosed. That data accumulation was not incidental. It is the product of ancillary revenue strategies common across European airport operators: monetized Wi-Fi, pre-booked parking, fast-track upsell. Each product line creates a new data collection node. Each node is a potential breach surface. The implication for infrastructure private equity, cyber liability, is no longer a technology team problem. It is a capital allocation problem. Assets carrying tens of millions of consumer records require cyber risk to be priced into acquisition multiples, built into covenant packages, and stress-tested against regulatory fine scenarios before close. Regulatory pressure is compounding, not easing the ICO's involvement as expected, but the direction of UK data enforcement is hardening. Separately, Meta reached an $18 billion settlement with nearly every US state on 27 August 2026 over child safety practices on Facebook and Instagram. The two events share a date and a theme: data custodians are being held to account at sovereign scale. The Meta settlement required Facebook and Instagram to introduce time limits, screen time warnings, and expanded parental controls for children in the United States. Former Meta director Zvika Krieger stated the company agreed because it saw the writing on the wall. The UK government said it was following developments closely. What the juxtaposition reveals is a regulatory environment in which large-scale consumer data management, whether by social platforms or transport infrastructure operators, faces increasing scrutiny across both sides of the Atlantic. The tools regulators reach for are evolving: platform-level feature mandates in the US, access bans for under-16s in the UK from 2027, and breach fines under GDPR in Europe. For MAG and its institutional shareholders, the ICO assessment is the immediate variable. But the second-order variable is whether the UK government uses this incident to accelerate minimum cybersecurity standards for critical national infrastructure operators that hold consumer data at scale. Parallel cost pressures on UK consumers and operators the MAG breach lands in a week when UK households are already absorbing fresh financial pressure. Ofgem confirmed on 26 August 2026 that the energy price cap will rise 4% from 1 October, lifting the typical annual household bill to £1,723 for combined gas and electricity users. The increase is driven by higher wholesale gas prices, which Ofgem's Director General for Markets Neil Kenward attributed to the Iran war. Analysts at Cornwall Insight have forecast a further 9% increase in the new year. 22 million households in England, Wales, and Scotland sit on tariffs affected by the price cap, against approximately 11 million on fixed tariffs. The energy price trajectory is not directly connected to the MAG cyber incident, but it frames the consumer backdrop. Households facing higher energy bills in October and potentially again in January are also the same people receiving data breach notifications from their airports. Consumer trust in large institutions, from energy suppliers to transport operators, is a stock that depletes faster than it replenishes. Investment positioning: repricing the ancillary revenue model, the commercial model that created this breach risk, Wi-Fi monetization, pre-booked parking, lounge access, fast-track security, generates meaningful ancillary revenue for European airport operators. Airports Council International data has historically shown ancillary revenue contributing 30% to 40% of total airport revenue at major European hubs, though current 2026 figures for MAG specifically were not disclosed in the source material. That revenue model will not disappear, but institutional buyers must now treat the data infrastructure underpinning it as a material liability line, not a passive byproduct. Cyber insurance pricing in the UK infrastructure sector has risen sharply since the 2023 and 2024 waves of ransomware targeting logistics and transport operators. Current premium data for the MAG incident was not disclosed, but the refusal to pay the ransom, while correct from a policy standpoint, signals that MAG's incident response protocols were not built around capitulation. That is a governance positive. The question is whether the underlying data architecture was designed to minimize the breach surface in the first place. Private equity and infrastructure funds evaluating UK airport or transport assets in the current cycle should require itemized data mapping of all consumer data collection points, contractual caps on ancillary data retention periods, cyber liability coverage that specifically addresses regulatory fine scenarios, and breach notification cost modeling as part of due diligence underwriting. The Placamium view the market is reading the MAG breach as a one-week reputational story. We think that is wrong on the time horizon and wrong on the affected asset class. This breach is not primarily about MAG. It is about the structural mismatch between the data collection ambitions of infrastructure asset operators and the cybersecurity investment those operators have historically made. Airports, port operators, rail networks, and motorway service operators have all built ancillary revenue businesses that depend on aggregating consumer data at scale. None of them were originally designed as data businesses. Their legacy IT architecture reflects that origin. The second-order play here is in cybersecurity services, targeting operational technology and mixed IT-OT environments within infrastructure assets. Pure-play cybersecurity providers with demonstrated capability in critical infrastructure, including airport and transport systems, are positioned to benefit directly from the regulatory and reputational pressure this breach accelerates. The third-order effect is on infrastructure fund valuations at exit. When infrastructure private equity funds market airport assets to sovereign wealth funds or pension investors over the next 24 to 36 months, cyber risk will feature in vendor due diligence questionnaires in a way it did not before 2025. That extends exit timelines and compresses multiples at the margin, specifically for assets where data collection is extensive and cybersecurity investment documentation is thin. The Meta settlement, reached the same day as the MAG breach disclosure, signals something important: the threshold at which data custodians face sovereign-level financial consequences is falling, not rising. An $18 billion settlement for a tech platform and a potential nine-figure ICO fine for an infrastructure operator are different in magnitude but identical in direction. MAG refused the ransom. That decision is right. But the 8.7 million people whose data is now in criminal hands did not get a vote on the architecture choices that made that breach possible. Infrastructure funds that treat cybersecurity as an IT line item rather than a capital allocation decision are carrying unpriced liability. The MAG incident is the price discovery event. The bottom line 8.7 million breach records from a single weekend attack on three UK airports is not a tail risk materializing. It is a predictable consequence of building consumer data businesses on infrastructure-grade IT systems without infrastructure-grade cybersecurity investment. The ICO assessment is the near-term catalyst to watch. A substantial fine will reprice cyber liability across the UK infrastructure asset class. A light touch will delay the reckoning, not eliminate it. Institutional capital should move now. Require cyber liability audits on all infrastructure assets with consumer data exposure above 1 million records. Price regulatory fine scenarios into acquisition underwriting, and treat cybersecurity capital expenditure commitments in portfolio companies as a covenant item, not a management discretionary. The next breach is already in progress somewhere on a network where the ransom calculus has not yet been run.